Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to this week's exciting, or what we hope will be an exciting episode of Spiritual Perspectives. I'm your co-host, Dawn Katzen, and with me, as always, is Sarah Vitale. And in just a few moments, we're hoping to have Lulu Massé joining us, and she is the author of I Lost My Job and I Liked It, co-creator of the 100-Day Challenge, and is currently on her Juicy Living Tour.
Hi, Lulu. Are you there?
Yes. Hello. Hello. Sorry for being late.
Oh, don't apologize. We're so thrilled to have you. This is Sarah Vitale, and of course, you know Dawn.
Hi.
Hi. Actually, Lulu and I have never met. She is just kind of somebody that I just completely admire. So this is my first time actually getting to speak to Lulu. And Lulu, I am so excited.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very excited, too.
Okay, so I'm sorry if I'm seeming a little rough. I was all prepared for what I was going to say the moment I had the juiciest person on the phone, so I'm going to have to re-say what I was going to say. And for people who are not familiar with Lulu Massé, let me just say, she has literally inspired millions and millions of people over the internet and through her book. She has started what was called the 100-Day Reality Challenge. Then she wrote a book called I Lost My Job and Liked It, and that's the 30-Day Law of Attraction Diary of a Dream Seeker. And now Lulu is sitting in Maui, currently on the Juicy Living Tour.
Yes. And
so it's definitely a huge, huge mouthful to say everything that you have done. But the thing that I most admire, just a few moments before you were getting on, I was saying that when I grow up, I would love to be like Lulu Massé. Like, I picture you as the person that I would love to be, that I could be if I could get rid of all my fear.
Wow. That is a huge compliment.
You know what? And I totally mean that with all my heart. Of course, I would do things a little differently because I don't have that great French accent. So I would have to be a little bit different. But Lulu, really, if you could, I'm going to back us up in time a little bit and kind of quickly bring people up to speed about how you ended up, you're in Maui right now on the Juicy Living Tour. But, quite a few years ago, not that many years ago, but you actually graduated from college with a degree, I believe, in marketing.
Yes, I graduated from a British and a French university. I'm sorry for the noise in the background. There's some people mowing the lawn right now at the same time. This is live. I graduated. I did a European business studies, and I started during my studies to be very, very intrigued about the power of a brand and branding and online marketing. And that happened back in Oxford and in La Rochelle in France. And that brought me to come to the U.S. because I couldn't find a job in France. So I thought something must be wrong here. My mom must not be the right mom. And she's bringing barriers into my life. She's not helping me to live my full potential. So I literally decided to change country. And that I thought that would be easier, but it was not. And I had to take on my first personal development seminar then, which totally opened a huge space in my life, and I start seeing how I'm actually the person responsible for making things happen. And I start really going through this whole process of forgiveness, self-forgiveness, going into the journey of what I now call the journey of the heart, of an open heart. And from Miami, 6 years in Miami, and having built a company designing websites and creating brands online, that brought me to create a community called the 100-Day Challenge for people that want to experience, as I want to, the secrets and the universal laws. that really transformed our life as we practiced those laws, and that brought me to Chicago to meet with Oprah Winfrey to discover that that's really, truly in resonance with my being, and I said, I'm going to take on this adventure. I don't know what it's going to look like, but this feels really, really good. And one thing leads to the next. Right now, I've been traveling for 6 months, and that's something called the Juicy Living Tour. Right now, sitting in Hawaii, and feeling the total bliss of having stepped fully and have had the courage to step in my dream 100%. And the blessings and the synchronicities have been really surreal. Surreal and yet very, very real, like nothing before. And I know this is just the beginning of something else. And in every moment, there is even more unfolding as I am giving and forgiving and even more embracing this journey from love and therefore healing more aspects of myself that were hurt in the past and that were not enabling me to fully live 100% of spirit.
Wow.
I love listening to you, Lulu, and I love that you said that you started, you know, the Juicy Living Tour not really knowing where, you know, where it was going and just kind of went with the flow. And I think that's probably why you've been so successful, because you just respond to the energy around you. From watching your mm-hmm. videos, that's what it seems like to me, that you really respond to the energy around you, and that's why you're able to get people talking so deeply with you.
Yes, and that's something I'm really discovering only the past weeks and past months. So I'm doing even more interviews than ever before, and the more I'm allowing myself to be guided by life and to not ask so much anymore as I used to in previous videos, you know, and really declaring, kind of being forceful and really affirming so deeply. Now I'm more into the opening and the trusting of life and knowing that everything is coming. It's more in the doing less, yet I do a lot. I'm very active, but it's more and more guided to the maximum action, to the action that will provide the maximum joy. And once we're in that place of pure joy and bliss and connection, even more so and full from that moment. So now that's what I seek, that's what I co-create, that's what I look for. And then it's becoming really, really juicy. And throughout the latest interviews, that's really what's coming across from all those teachers, is that we have to be willing to just trust and step back and look, observe, be connected to our heart, trust and move forward when we know that this is the right path, even if it's illogical, moving towards that and saying yes to that, if our heart is aligned with it, has tremendous power.
You know, Lido, I would like, I am completely feeling exactly what it is that you're saying. And what I would like to do is I'm going to go back just a little bit, because I've been a fan of yours since you're going back and doing the videos and hoping for the, you know, getting on to Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of watched you evolve. I watched you go through the training sessions with Michael Lossier.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like, you know, what was the process for you having to overcome that fear? Because I think a lot of us right now want to transition. But, you know, like you, for example, you've taken a very brave step into going into a very, you know, like you said, it sounds completely illogical sometimes when you're saying it, but it's what your heart told you to do, and you followed it. So what were some of the processes that you had to go through to overcome whatever fear or intimidations you might have been holding on to that got you to where you are today?
It's a very, very good question, and it's a deep one, and it's constantly unfolding, because I constantly have fears that keep on showing up. But the more I'm grateful for those fears, the more I'm grateful for what doesn't seem to be part of this journey, or what my persona thinks shouldn't be part of this journey, then the more that transforms, and then the more I'm even more so aligned with soul. So it is just in the moment, when realizing that there is a deep fear there, when we know that we're in deep panic, stopping in that moment, and as Gary Zukav explained to me very clearly, and I really encourage you to see that video too, because it was really the one where he explains to you, just instead of suppressing the fear and numbing it with food or pretending it's not there, or being angry at ourselves for having it, or making ourselves really wrong because it came again up and we thought we had dealt with it before, instead just really be with that and move into the fear itself and experience it. And that, there's a book, I think, that he called Spiritual Partnership, and what he calls Authentic Power is when we just, instead of repressing it, we just go into it and we face it and we feel the feelings and the emotion that are there within that fear fully, and something emerges out of that. And especially when we're talking and having the courage to speak authentically to a person in front of us about what we're going through, not blaming them, but really just expressing authentically and just as it is, whatever is there and however it makes us feel, mm-hmm. that also transmutes it. So we have to have the courage to be with it in every single moment.
Well, I really want to thank you for bringing up fear, Lilu, because I feel like, you know, with all the talk about the universal laws and the shift in consciousness and using the law of attraction and things like that, very few people actually talk about the fear. And this is something Don and I have postulated on back and forth a little bit about the salesiness of some of today's so-called leaders, and you know, so I think it's important that we're talking about fear, because I don't think that a lot of people bring that up when they discuss, you know, this type of transition and this depth of using the law of attraction. So thank you. I'm fascinated by that. And we're going to take just a short break to hear a word about Soulgineering, who is one of our wonderful sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines. We're going to have some questions from the chat room and the emailers. And we're also going to hear about Lilu's spiritual perspectives and her thoughts on God and the divine. So do stay with us. We will be back in just about 1 minute.
Soulgineering, an information curation site whose aim is to give readers a place on the internet where they can find resources to grow and love their souls. This site acts under the premise that humans are here on Earth to learn and grow our souls in any way we can. Every time we experience something that resonates with our soul, we grow a little bit more. Whether you're at the top of your game and want to know what's next, or whether you are unsure in which direction you should continue, Soulgineering is for you. If you are a teenager trying to find out who you are and what you want to do in life, or you are approaching your last years on this planet and have questions about life after death, turn to Soulgineering. Visit us at www.soulgineering.com. That's SOULGINEERING.com to learn more.
Hi, and welcome back if you're just joining us. Today we're talking with Lilu Massé, who is currently living the Juicy Life on the Juicy Living Tour, calling in from Maui. And we are now opening the phone lines, so if you would like to ask Lilu any questions, give us a call at 949-534-0612. And Lilu, so we were leaving it off. Now, for you, this has to be a really, or for me, it's a very interesting question to ask you. You have literally interviewed thousands of very influential, inspirational people. How do you decide, after sitting with somebody, what you decide to incorporate into your spirituality and what kind of doesn't work for you?
I just incorporate what feels right, really, because I really do think that we all have to find that, like, there's not one answer for all, and it's about experiencing. So the more I'm hearing a lot of things, there's a lot of things that come back, such as, you know, really the time we're in right now is choosing love or fear. It might seem simplistic, but it is really in every single moment. Either you choose coming from a place of love or from fear. And this is going to be even more so important as I'm starting to understand in the next years and decades. And so I really tune in, and if it feels right, if I'm resonating with it, and then I incorporate that, add that, and then try it on. And then a lot of those speakers do bring in, it really comes to opening our heart, loving as much aspects of ourselves that we can, and connecting with others, and co-creating, and opening up and healing ourselves. So it's constantly the same message, and I'm actually blessed to be reminded of every day throughout all these interviews. And it does just happen.
Yeah, it just kind of clicks, right?
Yes, it clicks and it feels right, and I feel like there's this, especially when if there's an action to take, that's when it used to be a little bit more difficult, because especially when we're bombarded by so much information, and thoughts, and our friends have their own perspective, and family, and then the teachers, and this, and it's like all these things, and it goes so fast, and we need to move forward fast. But that's when, apparently, what I'm seeing is that's when we even more so have to slow down time, and really take the time for ourselves to be centered and do less, but really actions that are straightforward and where we feel aligned. I call that having the green light. Like when I have the green light and it's a go, I just know, and I can make a decision within a second. But if I don't, I used to make myself very wrong about that, but I'm discovering that I'm more and more intuitive, and I think a lot of us can tap more and more into this intuition, into our own intuition, and that's the blessing, that's the gift, and we all have this, what some are looking for, you know, this God ability to be the co-creator of our lives, to be the creators.
That's true, and I love how you said try it on, you know, because I like to do that too. I'm a multi-denominational reverend, and I love to try on different spiritual perspectives, and I am very eclectic. I take a little bit from here and there, and I find every religion, you know, really has something beautiful to offer. And I love to build my spirituality that way. And I wanted to ask you, because I picked up on one thing that you said, that you just kind of brushed over. You said that we're in a moment now of choosing love or fear, and that's going to become more and more important in the next decades. So what do you see for the next decades as, you know, what we're facing on this planet?
Yeah, I said decades, but it's really happening like the next months and years, that where there are some changes in politics, there's some changes in government, there's some changes on the earth, there's some catastrophe happening, there's some things that the scientific world absolutely doesn't have a grip on. There are some things that most of us are just unaware of. We're not well informed through regular TV and the news. It's only part of the information that we want to be, you know, given to. So that's why, you know, I'm very thankful for the internet, where a lot of information is now circulating. And also within that, we have to really choose what feels right and not. But there is some huge changes happening, and we all feel this time speeding up. And that's where choosing love and feeling and knowing that we can trust the universe, and where this everything is happening for the best, is hugely important. Because if we fall in fear, it's chaos. It's total. We make the wrong decision. We feel miserable and we're suffering. So we have to be the one that's the step to the suffering, to really tap into a much bigger potential that is given to us. And that's why a lot of people say this is an extraordinary time to be alive, because this is a time where we have a choice to make, and a difference that we are here to make happen. And we have to converge towards something different, because the planet is totally covered with with parasites. The earth is shaking itself, as this wonderful lady that I've interviewed this morning, Harriet Witt, here on Maui, she's like, it's like a dog, you know, that's shaking up the fleas. Like, the earth is just shaking because of everything that we've done to her. This is a living organism. We totally forgot our connection to it, and it's time that we wake up, really.
Yeah, and there's been more natural disasters in the last decade than in the last, you know, 200 or 300 years combined. So it's really unbelievable, the tsunamis and the earthquakes and the hurricanes and hundreds of thousands of people, you know, dying at a time. I really see the acceleration of the process just in looking at all the natural disasters, and I sometimes wonder why nobody else seems to find that strange.
Mm-hmm. I think we're waking up to it. Before coming here to Hawaii, I've been here for 5 weeks interviewing people every day. Before coming to those islands of Hawaii, I wasn't realizing that actually the earth is really a living organism. I had heard of it, but now I'm really seeing it and feeling it, and it's wonderful to be connected to in this way. And I think that's one of a very important choice also right now, our realization is connecting to the earth in this way, and to be really grateful for so many things that happen to us daily that we take for granted.
That is definitely true. And actually, we have a question that came in for you, Lilu. What are the top three things that Lilu has learned through all of her interviews?
One of the things that I was mentioning earlier is that we have to start trusting more and understanding that there is waves and cycles in life, and that it is normal to go through the ups and downs, and really just moving forward with it and getting back in the rhythm, the natural rhythm of the earth and those cycles and those waves, being in tune with that and letting our body also reconnect to our body and going and moving forward, and not making wrong the situations that are happening, really welcoming things to come in by just naturally being and being in the heart is really what I'm starting to understand here on this journey. And one of the things that very often come and that we know, and I came out through the law of attraction, but it's probably even deeper than what the secret's shown, is that we create our reality. And there's so many different realities, so many different parallel realities, and it's just up to us to really jump in on the best possible, not train, but on the best possible tracks. Because we can really have an extremely juicy life if we allow ourselves to. So watching our thoughts and choosing our thoughts and choosing those best possible scenario and allowing ourselves, starting to grow our self-love and our love for ourselves, then we can embrace even more and connect deeper with other people. It's not something that is selfish. It's something that is very, very much needed. Because otherwise we constantly separate ourselves from others, being scared of being hurt or whatever, manipulated or competing, or it's going to be taken away from us, and we cannot allow that anymore. And gratitude comes hugely, that would be this third thing. And gratitude is just this one thing that can really change when we have gratitude for even those negative moments. That could really, really transcend that moment. When I was traveling through the airport of Seattle, I lost my computer, and this is through the computer that I upload all the videos, and it's an expensive computer, and I just, like, no, this is not, really not the time, but I felt so sad and angry for having lost it, and I just saw that there was something way deeper than just losing the computer, and I moved into gratitude for having lost this computer, and I was at peace with it. You know, at some point, I just thought, okay, there's something else that I'm going to discover. There's a reason for this. And I was truly feeling the bliss of it when the computer showed up an hour later. Somebody got it back in an airport that has millions of people, you know, thousands
wow.
and thousands transiting every day. And those two angels find a way without a number on the computer, anything, to just open it up and contact me through Skype and send a message to different Skype friends that I had, and they found a way. I happened to meet those two awesome beings, and it's just, there's a lot of great people out there. If there was one thing that I could say with all the interviews, there's a lot of people doing great, great, beautiful things.
Well,
that's,
you know,
amazing.
It's funny. I remember when your computer got lost, and I remember thinking I was actually on your page going back and forth with Sabine, and you know, sending positive thoughts. But the one thing that I was, and I have to admit, like, I had negative feelings or doubts about whether or not you'd get that computer back. And it was so inspirational, and yet another lesson taught to us on so many different levels, that one, if you just let go, and
yeah.
like you said, it was all about the gratitude, that things, that these things will happen to you. And then two, it just gave me so much hope back in people. Because I do remember there was somebody else messaging on there that, you know, oh, it was probably stolen, and, you know, was going one direction, and you went a completely different direction, and literally it was like these two angels just, here you go, here's your laptop back. It was a beautiful experience.
Yeah, and that might seem very minor for some people, but actually, for me, that moment was just huge, and the people, as we were all participating in this, it was actually, it was a moment of choice. It was one of those choices, love or fear, choose. And that love, you know, that gratitude transformed the situation.
That is an amazing story. I commend you for being able to stay in a place of gratitude. I'm not sure that I'm so enlightened that I would have quite gotten there.
I'm
we
not
have
saying
a caller.
It was easy.
Well, no. It's not easy, you know, that's the truth of it. Sometimes it's not easy, but, you know, you really work at it and it pays off. And
mm-hmm.
and I think that's, you really illustrated that. We have a caller for you, actually, Lilu. So let's see who we have on the line here. Hi, caller. Can you hear us? Are you there? Okay, well, we'll try again in a minute. We always, I always used to say that if we're not having some kind of technical glitch, we're not having a show. But I haven't said that.
But I have erased that for us.
So I don't know why our caller's not able to hear us. I'll try one more time before we move on.
Okay, you know, I do have a question for Lilu. And one of the things I noticed is that I see a lot of people calling you, that refer to you as a guru. And would you actually see yourself as a guru, or would you say that you're more of a person that's really just a student of life and you are just soaking it all in, or are you more like a teacher?
I'm really a student of life. There's no doubt. I'm definitely not a guru. I'm not. and that's why I'm doing the Juicy Living Tour, because for me, it's everyday inspiration from everyday people. One of my intention is that to show that whether it's New York Times bestseller or like today, I just interviewed also this morning this billions of dollar successful businessman. That totally is fully in tune and aligned, you know, or a person, a homeless person, or an artist, or what have you. We can all have extraordinary lives. It doesn't require extraordinary capacities. I always saw myself as a very ordinary person, intellectually, you know, in many different ways. And but what I do is that I do move forward, and I do listen, and I'm curious, and I act when I see something that feels right. And I think perseverance, integrity are huge qualities that that every day, you know, this needs to be trimmed up and to move forward. And it's really, all of this is accessible to all of us. I think that's why millions of people tuned in and to my videos, because I share authentically what's happening and what's going on. And these are everyday people problems. my second book that's going to come out, that was right after I lost my job and I liked it, it's going to be called, and that happened in 2009, it's going to be called I Have No Money and I Like It, The Journey to an Open Heart.
Okay, we're definitely going to need to talk about that one.
I like that already. Yeah. Well, let me see one more time if I can get our caller on the line, and then we'll go to another short message from our sponsor. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Lilu's future vision and what she sees in store for herself in the near future and in the longer future. So do stay with us. You're not going to want to miss that discussion. And let's see one more time if we can get our caller on here, Dawn.
Okay.
Caller, can you hear us? No. All right, well, I'm sorry to the caller from area code 925 that we're having some kind of technical glitch and we can't get you online, so please feel free to join our chat room or email us at spradioshow@gmail.com. Again, we'll be returning in just a moment with Lilu Massey, so don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Hi everyone, this is Sarah Vitale, founder of Angel Boy Art. At Angel Boy Art, we provide free therapeutic art services to children with special needs and their parents and siblings. Our services include free counseling, in-home art therapy sessions, projects that strive to break down stigmas, and much, much more. We never charge our artists any fees or commissions, therefore we rely on donations to support our programs. And ask for your help in keeping our programs going strong. Art is a universal form of communication, and for many of our artists, is the only voice they have. Please visit us at www.angelboyart.org to learn more and make your donation today.
Hi, and thank you for joining us back at Spiritual Perspectives. Today, we are joined by Lilu Massey. And Lilu, the question that we had left with, and you were starting to answer it for us, is what do you see happening in the future? Because you have the Juicy Living Tour, you're six months through it, and where do you see yourself going from here?
I had said that I wanted to do for 12 months, so I'm going to continue for another six and go through East Canada and United States in August. Then in September, I could be going anywhere for maybe 2 weeks in France to see my parents. I haven't been there for 6 months. I've been just on the road every single day, so I might do that for 2 weeks. I've been also invited possibly to do some taping over in Hungary.
Wow.
I don't know how you say it in English. And so just September seems not to be have landed yet. I'm just allowing it to, things are just, it has to manifest. You know, there's a lot of things in the air. I'm sure it's going to be a very exciting month because there's all these things coming, but nothing yet has materialized. But I'm looking forward to see what's going to happen. And then in probably the end of the year, I'm thinking of going to Peru and South America. So that will be really becoming the Juicy Living Tour Americas. And I will be coming back to Hawaii, to Kauai. I fell in love with this island, and there's hundreds of people to interview there. I feel it's a place that is quite magical right now and has a beautiful vibration.
Mm.
So I want to go there in the end of September, October. And then I'm starting to publish authors because I do meet amazing people that self-publish or that want to write books, and I really feel that message is precious and important, so and is needed. So I'm getting into the publishing business, and creating events is definitely something that I would love.
That's wonderful.
Next year. And next year, 12 months across Europe, one month in every country, and bringing the Juicy Tour there, I feel will have a huge impact because nobody's doing this there. In the U.S., I feel other people are doing interviews and shaking things up, but in Europe, I,
It is happening, but I want to really bring it out, all of the spirituality out in the open.
You like a lot on your plate, like me, so that you never get hungry.
But you know, what I'm excited about, as far as you taking it across the world, is that I feel, because you have so many viewers, and I know, just I can speak for myself. The one thing that I learned is that no matter where it is that you're going, we all have the same concerns. We all have the same struggles.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so, and your message helps all of us get through those concerns and struggles. So the farther out you travel, it's like almost like saying the smaller you're making the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting, Dawn. Do we have a caller on the line now?
Yes, we do.
Are you there, caller?
Hello?
Hi,
hello.
Finally. I'm sorry for the trouble we had getting you on. Who are we talking to?
This is Darren speaking.
Hi, Darren. This is Sarah and Don, your host, and with us is Lilou Massé. And what did you have for a question or comment today?
Well, I think it's a question that doesn't just apply to me, but I wanted to just throw it out there to Lilou and you know, see what she thought. How does someone go from, you know, having an experience where they're trying to move into having more self-love for themselves, and you know, whether they've been through a lot of different things and it's, you know, lowered their self-esteem, how do they get into a starting point to have more love for themselves?
Yeah. Hi, Darren.
Hi there.
How do you start on the self-love journey? Is that the question?
Yeah, that
just
sounds like
more
to me.
Self-love. Yeah.
I started by really opening up and seeing what was so to people around me, with not being afraid of their judgment. And I chose some people that I knew were loving, so that I can really come out with the suffering I was expressing, or the dissociation and the separation I felt. So I think being authentic and start to be really authentic to people around us, but first with ourselves on where we're at on this journey. And I'm not talking of being hard on ourselves, but just really, and that's where the gratitude again comes in, really start to be grateful for whatever there is, because that grows. Whatever you can find each day, and like at the end of the day, I go to bed and I say five things I'm grateful for, the more you're amplifying, the more you're bringing the volume up to that. And self-love is really starting to love all those aspects of yourself, even when you screw up or you say something you didn't want to say, or you just acted or trusted this person that was, you know, you didn't listen to your intuition and you went one way. All of that, you have to embrace that with love, and just trust that process. Just start to love more each thing that doesn't seem lovable about you. And the more you're going to be able to do that, whatever you can find to start that journey is going to grow. It's going to grow, and it's going to take so much room, and it's going to fill up you with light and love, and you're going to just be there in the world, not having to do anything, and be there by just your presence. You're going to inspire others, and
that's what I really
have no idea, but that really is, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you, Darren, for calling, and thank you, Lilou, for that amazing wisdom. We have another caller waiting to speak with you, and so let's see if we can get them on the line.
Hello?
Hi there. Who's this?
Hi, this is Doug in Michigan, and I just heard about the show.
Hey, Doug! Yay!
Aloha and hugs, Lilou.
Aloha!
Now, apparently, you're already acquainted.
She is just a sweet, sweet gal, and when you get a chance to meet her in person, you just realize just how real she is. But my question, I know, you know, like energy is energy, and though when you deal with water, just the sound of running water, I know, lowers blood pressure. But I was just curious, again, just a little bit more in depth of your experience, Lilou, when you were actually in the water feeling the energy from these dolphins you had such a joyful time with?
Those dolphins are something. Oh, my goodness. There's just this pure love, and my first experience with them was just I start crying and be so grateful for meeting them, and I just felt them, you know, saying back, well, we're all doing the thing. You don't need to put us on this pedestal. We're all raising frequency. We're all a part of this. And the experience of it really in the water was that it was being part of this pod, being part of their dance and playfulness. And last time, 2 days ago, when I was dancing with them in the water in Kealakekua Bay on Big Island, which is really the island where they show up the most, I was just dancing there in the free water. You know, they just come up to us, and I was dancing and spiraling, and they were coming around. And the more I was bringing that energy, the more they were bringing it. And it was this whole mirror, this whole beautiful energy. And yes, probably the water just amplifies that. But these super beings, I mean, it's just like they come up to you so close, and they just dance and flow in such a way. And if one day you're not in that place of being vibrationally aligned, or feeling and knowing that they're going to come, or you feel scared, they're not going to show up. But if you just start visualizing, and the other day they were not there, so I start on the kayak seeing them and being grateful for playing with them before they actually were there. I was in that vibration. Within a second, they showed up after that. And it's like, where did they come from? You know, how quickly did they show up? How is this possible? It's surreal. So, and you get all their sounds too through the water, which I really feel was very, very healing on many levels inside my body. Just to hear their sounds, and they make love all the time. They just around, and they're just awesome. They really are very, very special.
Well, I'm sure you'll be having many more visits to the water, and I'm sure they enjoy the energy you bring into the water to them, Lilu. So thank you, and I'm very excited hearing about it's just an ongoing tour, and I heard about your European plan, so congratulations with that.
Thank you so much for calling.
This man is extraordinary. He really supports. He's really one of the pillars and supports tremendously, constantly sending joyful, loving notes of support. And I'm just so blessed to be connected in that special way online. And I'll go and say hello to him. I'll go through very soon, Michigan.
Look forward to it. Enjoy. Aloha.
Aloha. Fantastic. And Lilu, I know we're getting pretty close to the top of the hour. We do have another question for you, and I know you've been hit with this one before, but I do love it. And the question is, why do you call it the Juicy Living Tour, and what makes someone juicy?
I feel it. Yeah, I love it. The juicy to me is a person that's fully living their passion, their essence, their what they were meant to live in this lifetime, that are giving themselves the opportunity, the chance to fully live it, and going beyond the fear of being judged, but they're really truly living their uniqueness in a way that is not to impress or do this for whatever other reason than because it's the heart, it's the song of their heart. And that's, to me, very juicy, somebody that is experiencing that, even at whatever level that looks like every time this stepping out of the comfort zone and doing it is really, really precious. It really gets us connected all together, and I love that. And the Juicy Tour, the name actually, now you're asking that question, was, I don't know, the word just juicy came up because I was thinking of an orange, of the vitamin and the juiciness of the fruit, and I was looking for a name, and that came up, juicy. And today, what was really funny, during the interview, and that might be a big synchronicity, and we'll see what comes out of this, but during the interview with this billionaire this morning, one of his really big buddies is the guy that created Juicy Couture. And he said, I'm going to hook you up with them. because there's something there. There's definitely a match. So who knows what's going to happen? But juicy might take me to new levels.
So it might be the Juicy Couture Living Juicy Couture Tour.
I love the word juicy. I think that's such a great word to describe life. You know, it is juicy, and you just want to bite into it and let the juice run down your chin and
down your arm and down your arm, on your clothes.
You know, get messy and sticky and I think that's a great word to describe life. I love that.
And you know, for people that have been watching the Juicy Living Tour, and if you're hearing about it for the first time, I strongly encourage you to check it out, because I could not imagine it being called anything else aside from the Juicy Living Tour, because that is so.
No, you're absolutely right. I agree. It just fits.
Yeah. And the other thing is that you know the moment that you hit play and you hear that, you know, hello, my beautiful co-creators. Yes, I imitate Lulu. But
that was pretty good,
Don. You know, I actually I'm hoping that I could have this one little indulgence, and if I can hear Lulu actually say that.
Hello, my beautiful co-creators.
Oh, I love that.
Thank you.
And Lulu, go ahead.
She said from Maui.
Oh, from Maui. And Lulu, for people that want to learn more about you, what are the different websites and ways that they can find out about you?
JuicyLivingTour.com. And or you can just search on YouTube and type my name or the Juicy Living Tour. And there's 1,500 videos. Well, 1,550 videos.
Almost 9 million views.
9 million views, yeah.
Your show, it
and
just blows me away.
Yes.
And it's LILOUMACE for people that, I mean, you can just Google it and tons of information pops right up.
Yeah.
And then, Lulu, do you have any final words that you would like to inspire people with before we let you go?
I would like to inspire people to start the 100-Day Challenge. That's a free community I started with Laura in 2005, and that's accessible to everybody, and that's how I started my journey and start posting videos, and that's how I started then interviewing people and now being on the Juicy Tour. So by going to co-creating our reality, then you can simply log in, start a page, start your intentions. What do you want? What are you intending for the next 100 days? And maybe it's simply living with from an open heart for the next 100 days. And then you're going to share your experience by blog or by video blog for the next 100 days with a community of 7,000 people around the world. So you'll find tremendous support and resonance. And that is the kind of people you want to be surrounded by, people that hold your intention and that believe in you and support you. And that's really, to me, that's my rock. That's my rock. And there's been some amazing transformation happening. I've done 18, 19 seasons now. Each season is 100 days. Every city I go to, I end up meeting other co-creators around the world that participated for maybe 10, 15 times, you know, times 100, and are in this total new place. And it's amazing to watch other people on the same journey.
Well done. I'll take up that challenge.
The 100-day challenge. Yes.
I'll take up the 100-day challenge, Dawn.
You know what, Sarah? I'll take you up on taking up the 100-day challenge.
All right. Let's do it together.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's very powerful when you can start with a whole group of people. So I think now we started in 2005, but from when I heard there's some other people that started the 100-Day Challenge, this one is the 100-Day Reality Challenge. And when you're on the website, it says CCOR, which means co-creating our reality. And it was Laura Duxter that is best in your 10th bestseller of I Love You More, a children's book, and Sandy Grayson of Journalution, where all three of us, like the Charlie Angels, you'll see the logo, it's just our silhouette with three bubbles behind it, one blue.
Oh,
I see
it. Very retro. I love it.
Okay, Lulu, I promise we're going to let you go in just a moment. But I had one person sneak it in, and I'm going to tell you this is totally for me that I'm going to ask this question, because mm-hmm. I know that you're going to be back in the L.A. area.
Yes.
And I happen to be in L.A. Poor Sarah's over there in Vermont, although it's much more beautiful. But we see Lulu more in L.A.
Hey, I like New England.
I was going to say, but we get to see more chances of seeing Lulu here. But somebody was asking us on your Facebook page. You had talked about the Juicy Cruise.
Yes, yes, with Michael Lugier that, is the how-to guy on the Law of Attraction. I love him. He's one of my mentors. He coached me before the tour. I just love him. His book was translated in 20 or 30 countries, I don't know. It's just really amazing. And we're setting up a little cruise. We haven't finalized the detail, but it looks like it will leave L.A. on the 7th of January. It will be the last week of the Juicy Living Tour because we started on the 11th of January, 2011. And we take this cruise, ideally, to go to Hawaii. And we'll just hang out. We'll just hang out for the whole week. There won't be really seminars or things like that. It would be just to spend that whole week all together and do some activities together and enjoy the flow of life and experience its magic.
That sounds amazing.
And pictures and all fun.
That sounds amazing.
Okay, Sarah, we need to. Yeah, we need to include that into our want bubbles.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. I want to be on that cruise.
I absolutely want to be on that cruise with Lulu Massey and Michael Lussier. A lot of French going on there.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I had a frog in my throat. Well, it is 10 o'clock, so we do have to wrap up, unfortunately, even though I would love to speak with you for many more hours, Lulu. It's been just amazing to have you. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing your wisdom with everyone today.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Don. And I want to see you in September before flying back out to Kauai. I will stop through L.A. on the 15th or 20th of September.
Oh, so fantastic. Then I don't have to wait until January.
Yes.
Oh, you guys are making me jealous. Now I wish that I could just hop on a plane to California. All right. Well, thank you, everyone that called in and chatted in and emailed in today. It's been an amazing show. We so much appreciate your participation and your loyalty and your listening today. Next week, Dawn, we have a special treat. We have a mystery show. So you'll have to tune in on the 29th at 3 p.m. to find out what the mystery show is all about. And I promise you that you are not going to want to miss it. The reason we're keeping it a mystery is because it's just too cool to talk about. We don't want you to be distracted all week. So join us on the 29th for our mystery show. Thank you again to our sponsors, soulgeneering.com and angelboyart.org, for bringing this show to you today. And as always, blessed be, we will talk to you next week. Take care, everyone.